Cutie. You know that you can't hide forever. Does that excite you? Because I'm certainly excited. Are you under here? Well, I would have been slightly disappointed if my husband chose such an obvious spot.
I got you. I can't believe you chose the closet.
I could have ended the game halfway through searching this room, but I give you a few pity minutes. But I guess you never were that good at hiding. That's how we met, after all. Don't give me that look. I knew that you were only running because you were scared and shy. I mean, come on. Tell me you wouldn't have jerked off to the sight of me if I had let you go. You were always a little slut.
Anyways, why didn't you call me to get you when you were done with work?
It's freezing out there, and I don't want you to get sick. Sweetie, I'm a hellhound. The only thing that can touch you is me. And that goes for whatever gods and nature who may hurt you. Don't forget the reason why troublemaking monsters clear the area where you go. Even when I'm not with you. And besides, it's so close to Christmas. What kind of slave business is your boss running to keep you working like this? Listen, I know why I'm still working. I'm making sure that scum don't hurt you and others like you. There's a reason why police units practically are required to have a hellhound with them. You work at an office job that you refuse to leave. So, what if the pay for my alternative for you is lower? I do so well with my work that I have multiple agencies wishing to recruit me. If I didn't like my job, I'd take one of them in a heartbeat. I'd be making enough for you to be my little house husband. But it wouldn't be the same. Sure, I could have you hide whenever I come home, but it isn't the same feeling as smelling you start to sweat when you know you've stepped a foot into danger.
That's enough of that talk, though. Did you notice anything different when you walked in?
No.
Are you tired or oblivious?
Oh, well. I guess I can't put it past you. Especially since you don't have a nose as good as mine.
Well, I definitely know that you're starting to feel strange. I can see your cheeks starting to redden. Your skin getting sensitive. And you starting to feel submissive. It's just a special something that happens to my aura when I really, really feel the need to pounce on you.
Yeah, I know that's all the time. But with how horny I usually am, it's a bit harder to describe my current sensation. I mean, if I could scale my sex drive by a number, how big does that number mean before it becomes arbitrary? I was going to fuck you either way, but now I'm really going to fuck you. I decided to hold off until I knew your boss would be lenient enough to not take your sick days.
God knows you'll need them eventually. Especially with me around.
You still don't understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Do you not feel this warm wetness on your leg? Even with these pants, I can't stop it. And these were supposed to be made for succubi. I'm in heat, dumbass. Now it's starting to sink in, isn't it? Usually, I hold off because nothing can control a hellhound. Not even heat. But the issue is that the longer it's held off, the stronger the next one. I was being considerate by waiting until we were truly settled in our home before I actually fucked you hard enough to keep you from walking for a week. But let me just say this as bluntly as possible. The fire that's inside of me is now a roaring inferno, hotter than the fucking sun. And I'm no longer waiting to fuck you for pleasure. I want pups, too. So, you're gonna stay under me like a good boy while I use your body and your cock like a sex toy. Until I'm either knocked up or you've came enough times inside of me to douse the flames of lust. Or just until you can barely take anymore. I know last time you were just barely hanging on by a thread. But hey, there's some good news for you. You don't have to worry a thing about being cold. If I was a living space heater before, now I'm a goddamn furnace. Now stay still. I'm just gonna carry you. Up. There you go. Fuck the warranty. We knew that this bed would be used for sex first and sleep second when we bought it. Hey. I don't think I can exactly stop myself, but I know that I need to ask first. Are you okay with this? Look, jerk, the love I have for you burns brighter than any lust I feel, okay? And I'm gonna feel like shit if I rape my own husband. The idea being monsters raping humans is that the human is supposed to fall in love with the monster. But you know how I feel about those. So, you have to tell me that you do want this, and that if you want to stop, you'll just say the word. Besides, it makes things so much better when I know deep down inside you really do want it all. Thank God. Now then, let's start. Don't worry about that, cutie. You can use me as a bed when I'm done. I'm much more warmer than the mattress anyway, don't you think? Ugh, my entire body is burning. Oh, my eyes are doing the best they can to vent the heat. But if I shoot any higher, I might burn the house down. Why the hell are we still both clothed? Let me handle this. This is all mine. Oh, yeah. There we go. All mine to use, to feel, to lick, and bite, and kiss. Your body just makes me feel so feral. With how cute you are. And how small you are compared to me. I can't possibly do anything physical that could just show you how much I love you. But I sure can try. You love the way I'm making you feel, don't you? My warm, soft hands gripping your thighs. Gently, yet firmly pulling you apart and pulling you ever so closer to my dripping, hot, wet gut. I mean, just look. I can barely keep myself away from you. And I bet you can just feel how warm I am. You just stay right there, and I'm gonna... Fuck yes. I love your dick. I love how it feels. All inside me. I know you love my cunt too. I can feel your legs tensing as they're bucking. Trying to get out of my grip. But I'm fucking you, and this is how it is. Yes. Yes. I feel like I'm gonna come already. More. I can feel your dick just spasming inside of me. I can't help biting you. Tasting you. Letting my tongue lick you all over. More. I can feel you spasming inside of me. Are you gonna come? Then do it. I'll come. Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna come too. Yeah, come as hard as you want. Yeah, just... Oh, yes. No, I'm not done. I'm just gonna keep riding you. The Amazons surely know how to fuck a man, but I really just want to envelop you with my entire body. Oh, so Yeah, that's right. Oh, you're gonna take my tongue. Oh, and you're gonna get hard. Oh, you're gonna go through this night knowing that I'm gonna use you as much as I want. And you're gonna get hard every single time. It seems like that did the trick. Now it's time to just get you back inside. You know, I just feel so incomplete without you inside of me. What was our record last time? 11? Or maybe it was 13. I can't keep track. You're just gonna sit there. Sit there and make me let you feel good. Sit there and come as much as you can deep inside, okay? You poor thing. Letting me use you while I'm in heat. Can you see my tail? Wagging so fast. I can barely control it. God. With how fast it's going. Ready? Oh, yeah. Oh, riding on top of you. Oh, you're mesmerized, aren't you? Letting this girl ride you. Oh, God. Oh, your eyes. Oh, you like what you see, cutie? Just wait. Soon, my tits will grow and produce milk. The energy your cum gives me will help me make that milk. You should try drinking it sometime. Maybe you'll enjoy it. Imagine that. Then, maybe there won't be any much stopping us from fucking for hours on end. And don't think that just because I'm pregnant, I can't do this to you. Oh, if anything, the hormones in my body will make me obsessed with you more often. I hope your boss understands that there will be months where I need you in arm's reach just so I don't go insane. Oh, fuck. I can feel another orgasm coming up. It's not gonna just stop at the second time, you know. I'm gonna make you do it 3 times, 4 times, 6, 8 times. When we both come at the same time, it'll basically be a guarantee that I get pregnant. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Give me some pups. Oh, yeah. I want you to drain your human balls into my fertile cunt. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're coming? Yes. Yes. I'm coming too. Oh, feel me. Oh, feel me as I milk you. I have every last drop of cum. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, just pumping me. Your hips bucking into me. Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you did so well. Oh, you're just my cute little boy. Oh, pumping all that cum inside of me. Ah, knowing that I want more. Yeah, I think you did it. But we just have to make sure, don't we? Next year, I want us to be celebrating Christmas with 3 or maybe 5 new cute little faces that look just like me and just like you. Yeah, we really do have that many children. It's the wolf in us, after all. And I know you like it. Come here, sweetie. I'm gonna roll into my back, and you can just lie on top of me. Oh, what a good boy. Let me just hug you and rub you. Oh, stroke your head like this. You do look so, so tired. I told you. I don't exaggerate about the sex. And especially when it's with me. I'm still in heat. I want a couple more rounds of this. And I bet you loved it, too. I can see that smile. Why don't you get some rest? Just because you knocked me up doesn't mean that the heat goes away forever. We have a few more days before this cycle ends, and I have a little bit of energy in me still. I don't want to tucker you out. As much as I love my good little toys, I don't like breaking them. I'll just run my hand with your hair. You feel my claws, don't you? I have them in control now, but next time, I don't know. Oh, my tail just resting on your leg. Just feeling you nuzzle against me. You like the fur? Soft, isn't it? Oh, you're my good boy. And you're just so cute. Sweet dreams, my good.